much.
Thank you. Okay, then we've got 189 Stony Point.
Case number 20-026, Rustic Fairway Lodge, Newton Lake Bluff, LLC, seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit for nightly rental use in the existing five-bedroom single-family home located at 189 Stony Point Drive, Hollister. For the assessor's information, the lot's approximately 73 by 152, irregular in size, with a single-family home built in 2008. It's on lot number 11 of Phase 1 in the Fieldstone Bluff subdivision. Property is served by a community well for water and a treatment plant for wastewater. Single-family home was an existing five-bedroom nightly rental, approved on February 21st, 2017. Permit number 16-40. The adjoining properties are all single-family homes and vacant lots located in the Fieldstone Bluffs subdivision. Project received a total score of 22 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Realty Policy Score Sheet. So entrance into Branson Creek, and then left, and then into Stony Point. And I believe that you guys heard this one last month, and now we're at 189. Stony Point. At that, I would turn it over to the applicant's representative.
Hi, as Scott said, this is a five-bedroom, three-bath. It is currently licensed, or was, a vacation rental, and have been a vacation rental. We have purchased the house and would like to continue to utilize it as a vacation rental.
So, Scott, this is had a current application that was approved, right?
Yes.
And do we know if there were any complaints specific?
I have not had on this one.
You know, we've discussed many times, especially in Branson Creek or Buffalo Ridge, of how many is too many, and several, you know, we voted some down and some that we approved, but this one was approved prior. And, you know, it's now, just basically an ownership change. But do we have anybody in the crowd that is here to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone opposed wanting to speak? You want to come on up?
Sure. You guys know me. My name is Richard Sykes. I live at 180 Fieldstone. Howard lives over there close to me, too. Good to see you guys. Thanks for hearing me out tonight. I'm going to bring up basically the same things. You heard these other folks talk about it, and here we are in a place that when I purchased, I read the CCNRs, which you were the one that was saying you don't abide by the CCNRs. Basically, it's a CCNR thing. This right here, it was 2006 stamped, and by Sue Clayton, the deputy, she signed off on it. This is the 72 pages I read before I put my $200,000+ in my villa. It also let me know about the thing about the zones. You guys, this is your booklet, and we know we have to have this to build. I'm a builder, Hot Springs, Arkansas, built several homes, owned several motels and lodges, Lake Resort. You guys don't know much about me, but we moved up here because our son was in Missouri. We've been coming for 35 years, and this is like home to us. When we found this home, this villa, we purchased it in less than an hour. The point I'm making to you is that we had read through the meanings about being a single family home in the CCNRs. And then I was glad to see that Taney County, you guys, when I was building down there in Hot Springs, Arkansas, I was constantly in the room with the compliances and things and signing off. My signature's on papers for years and years ago. My dad's passed away. We built lodges. We built things there. But the nightly rental thing, the thing that got us the most about y'all, you were saying that nightly rentals in residential areas have the potential to be incompatible with the surrounding residential uses. And you guys take that into consideration. We just had a vote as a group, and we had 94 voting out of our 120. And the truth is they had 26 that actually voted for nightly renters. The rest of us passed it by 72% that we did not want any nightly renters. But what's so funny about this is that we as the HOA board, following the rules set down by the declarant, Johnny Morris, following the rules from Tim Mahoney, who set this thing in motion in 2008 to give away our property as a nightly rental. It wasn't set in there to be a nightly rental all this time. Murder Rock, you guys told me about that. All this stuff was all in the past. And I'm not against nightly rentals. As a matter of fact, this young lady here probably knows that we were passing a deal for 20% of our community, single-family families, single-family homes, written up in our CCNRs, stamped by Taney County. The same thing goes with you guys when you wrote this thing out. It says no commercial property. We don't have commercial property in our residential area. We're all private homes, single family homes. And we've had to put up with it since I've been there almost 2 years with cleaning the streets, doing things that you guys don't have to do because you don't live there with us. When we walk every morning and we see our face mask laying in the streets. And there's things and there's evidences to this stuff, but it's just a sad thing. We have a single family residential area with nice homes and nice people in it. And here we are trying to do the best we can with 20%, and we outvoted them by 72%. Now, we know that we only need 51%. We know in the future we can probably stop the nightly rentals in our area simply because we have the declarant, Johnny Morris's word. There's not one single thing written in here. Not in Taney County, not in your books, nothing in ours that says that there's nightly rentals allowed in our property. And if you allow me just a minute, I was going to read just on page 4. I know I'm kind of, sometimes my wife says I talk too long.
Yeah, you're past the 4 minutes, so if you can summarize, that'd be great.
Okay, it says that the living unit in here, and we all have this, same thing with Howard, the living unit shall mean and refer to any structure or portion of structure situated upon any site designed and intended for use and occupancy as a residential by a single person, family. Single person, family. When I read that, I said, okay. Because I wasn't wanting to buy into hotels and motels. It was kind of like the last group when they said, you know, we'd like to go home where it's quiet. So, single family. And before I even got close to the page 72 at the end of this thing, restrictions in residential sites, it says, no profession or home industry shall be conducted in any part, on any site, on any improvement. That's number 9.16. I just read you on page 4, and that was 2.3. So, no commercial. That made me happy, too, because I wasn't trying to buy into a hotel there. I sold hotels. I was no longer in the business. And by the way, we weren't putting it in residentials. Lastly, thank you, Howard, for the levity here. Any living unit, which is explained to you as being a single family, located on a site and for residential use, shall be occupied by the owner of the living unit. What's so interesting about that statement is it was written because if you're going to buy that property, you have to live there. It's plain and simple. We're not trying to go around you guys and your rulings because you guys do a great job. Matter of fact, you got a lot on your head every week.
We've got several more to go, so.
Okay. But I'm just letting you know that that's what we purchased. And then we got the shock. But in the meantime, we still as a group of HOA, I'm on the board. They asked me to come speak tonight. I've got to get up at 3 a.m. and go to Hot Springs, Arkansas because of a little lady that needs help. A rental property I help her with. I'm just asking you to take a look at this. And again, we're allowing 23 units all through the bluffs, all through our little 30 feet of driveways coming through there, the streets. We can't even park on the streets because no two cars can pass them unless we're up on the edge. The whole point is that we've still wanting to keep our renters in there happy. We're trying our very best. And we voted, and the whole group said, yes, we will go with that plan right now. No one's trying to kick out any renters. And the reason why I'm objecting to this one is because, lastly, the buffer zone. We read your papers. We understand exactly what it says. I've got attorneys, and I know when I shove it to them, and they've read it. 25-foot buffer zone is a 25. I'm sorry.
Let's call it. You've made your point.
But so I wanted to tell you thanks. I have a villa that has about a foot and a half wall between us, and the truth is I don't have 25 feet, and it's loud and it's noisy, and then we have to call the police, and as you heard, the sheriff, I'm in touch with the sheriff. He's a friend of mine. Anyway, thanks for hearing me out.
Thank you. Anyone else speak in opposition? Ma'am, you want to come back up? So again, this one has been approved. Is there a new owner, or this is subject to closing to get this?
There is a new owner.
There is a new owner?
It was supposed to be subject to closing, however, it closed. He got a little excited. He likes the house.
Right. So it has closed. So this is not adding density to the subdivision, which has always been what's contemplated. It's just really a transfer. Anyone questions? Make a motion? Get us to concepts and out of public hearing?
Yes.
So do you make that motion? To approve the application? Do we have a motion to approve the application? Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of